Iris, this is Jeff Gevalt and Gigi, and I am the founder of Young Writers Project, but stepped away a couple of years ago to work on my own projects for a change, and I'm deep into a novel. I'm just going through the process of beginning my second draft after having gotten lots of feedback from my seven editors. So I just wanted to tell you how much, you know, shame on me for not coming to you sooner to tell you what a great thing that you have been doing, are doing, I presume will continue to do for the Young Writers Project community. Such a great idea, and you just amplify and affirm the writers by doing this, and really show also the thought that people, the young writers are putting into their work, and I'm sure they get a kick out of being interviewed. You're a good interviewer. I think you really let people speak. You have good questions. You have definitely gained much more ease over time. I wanted to tell you about, there's another software that I know about, and for the life of me, I can't remember the name of it, but I will when I find it, because I know who suggested it to me, and I think I can find it again. But it's, I did find a software that I think is pretty good called Zencaster, which I put a link in the written comments. It's free. That's why I liked it. I have not actually used it, so I don't know whether it lives up to its billing, but I have seen what people said about it, and they said it's pretty easy to use and it's pretty darn good. And essentially what it does is it allows you to record directly in high definition. So even if you have not very good phone connections. And there's another software called Ringer, R-I-N-G-R, that does the same thing, but that costs something. And I have used Ringer, and it's very good. And essentially what it does is it records both sides on the phone. You do have to use a smartphone. And then that recording is then sent to the cloud as one, and it mixes it and makes it available for you. Zencaster I like because it gives you high definition sound. It also does video, which is kind of interesting, and I have no idea how much you use video other than to connect with the writer. You know, I don't see that you posted video, and that's probably just as well. But it does produce high definition video, it appears. And it's free if you only, you know, up to four guests, I think, and you know, pretty small storage capacity, but you probably won't need it. And I don't know whether you would have the capacity to just save the sound. But anyway, I just thought you might want to think about it, because I found that some of what Lizzie Wrights was saying was a little hard to follow because of the phone connection. I'm presuming you're using Zoom, and Zoom audio quality is not that great. I'm a kind of an audio nut, as you can see, because I created this audio commenting, which few people use, but I happen to like it. So anyway, that's my thought. It's just, I hope you understand the spirit I'm giving it to you, that the feature, the podcasts are fantastic. You know, it's just an amazing thing that you've done. And I can tell you really love doing it. And I imagine you're at CCB now. I imagine you're probably thinking of, or maybe you do have other podcasts and other thoughts of doing things along these lines. So let me know if I can help in any way. But anyway, just thought I'd pass that along. And thank you so much for all that you've given to the community. It's way cool. Take care.